I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Monroe County Civic Theater's annual Shakespeare in the Park, As You Like It, June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in the evening at 7, and there's a matinee on June 4th. In Shakespeare's play, there's a bad duke and a bad older brother, and a good duke and a good younger brother, Orlando, who've fled to the gentler Forest of Arden. And then there's the Lady Rosalind, who flees the court to the forest and, for safety, disguises herself as a man. Steve Heiss, the director for the production.
What we're aiming for is a pleasant day in the park. We want something for everybody, so there is not ferocious fights. We want children to enjoy it. What I'd like to have happen is some four-year-old 20 years from now goes, I remember that. But at the same time, we have found twists in this that I just haven't seen in other productions. I'm sure there will be something to absolutely infuriate our Shakespeare scholars, which is a wonderful thing. The underlying message of it really has to do with community. When you have 24 people singing on stage and they've been there through very hot weather and very poor weather and very rainy weather, and it just community theater with emphasis on the community. Lots of singing. Happiness.
Taylor Fisher plays the character of Rosalind. Fisher, a bit of a veteran playing Andromache in the Trojan Women.
Rosalind's definitely a character. She's witty and not one for her times, really. She's just such a forward thinker, I would say. She doesn't play by the rules, I guess.
She appears dressed as a woman,
yes,
and then takes on the dress of a man for the safety of traveling across the country. What do you do to switch back and forth between the roles as an actor?
Well, I think it's important to look at it's still Rosalind underneath. So looking at how Rosalind would approach being a man, being a woman back in, you know, Shakespeare's time, it may be a little more obvious of the charade or a little trying too hard to be something that she's not. But it's still Rosalind.
Your director has said that there are a few twists that may actually upset Shakespeare scholars.
I guess one of them would be Rosalind and Orlando's first meeting. It's not this just sudden starstruck love. It starts as almost kinship, I would say, between her and Orlando, at least in Rosalind's part. His view of the world, I think, intrigues her, and that's where this relationship starts to kindle instead of the lovers at first sight. Yeah.
So we get to see a slow burn.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Is it fun playing Rosalind?
Oh, it's so much fun.
Devin May is the production's Orlando.
Orlando's been a really fun character to play. Not quite so challenging as Ferdinand in the Tempest at IU this past spring. I find a lot of common ground with him. I have a lot of so-called access points. He has this incredibly strong moral compass. So his arc is kind of about self-discovery and coming to terms with that fire in his belly.
In some Shakespeare productions, the first time a woman sees you, she says, wow.
That was certainly the case in The Tempest. But as Taylor pointed out, this play allows you to see kind of more of a slow burn between these two characters and their relationship. So we get to see them get to know each other outside of this kind of romantic context. Most of the play she's in disguise, and I don't know who it is I'm actually talking to.
Right.
But there's still some, you know, some tension and some fireworks going on.
Tension and fireworks going on. Devin May, who plays Orlando, Taylor Fisher, who plays Rosalind, and the director for the production, Steve Heiss. The Monroe County Civic Theater's annual Shakespeare in the Park, As You Like It, June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in the evening. There's a matinee on the 4th, and the production's in 3rd Street Park. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.